The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
Tracy Koblish and Lydia Walker are on the front lines of the opioid epidemic in the Shenandoah Valley. They work for the Harrisonburg-Rockingham Community Services Board.
Most days I see someone coming in new for services that has an opiate problem.
Koblish is a substance abuse case manager. She says sometimes it can be hard to tell if clients even have a problem.
They might not be doing much. They might be just staying at home, chain smoking, watching TV. This is when they're pretty dependent.
Walker works primarily with the homeless.
You know, there's people that I can think of that probably are getting close to some of their last times of using. And if they continue to use, they will actually die.
Fatal overdoses from opioids in central Shenandoah aren't as grim as in other parts of the state. But considering that three Virginians die every day from opioids, the epidemic has spurred health officials to action. A new state-funded program is making it easier for people in this area to access Narcan, the opioid overdose reversal drug. Walker and Koblish are both trainers in the program.
I'm really excited about it because we have known a number of people that have died from overdoses.
The free course teaches opioid users and their loved ones how to recognize an overdose and administer the drug. At the end of the training, attendees receive two free doses of Narcan from health department clinicians.
So this one...
Walker informally demonstrates the various Narcan devices, an auto-injector pressed against the leg, and nasal spray.
You'd put it in the nose and you... push the plunger.
That's it.
That's it. This is the one that the health department's giving out.
Narcan works by knocking opioids off specific brain receptors, which otherwise cause the brain to become so overwhelmed it eventually stops the heart. So far, though, turnout to the training sessions has been mixed. It's a sensitive subject. One session in Harrisonburg drew 20-some people. Another in Elkton drew zero. The health department tries to be very specific with its messaging. It's not opioid addiction, it's opioid use disorder. Dr. Laura Cornegy is health director of the Central Shenandoah Health District.
There's a lot of evidence that points to the fact that addiction is a chronic, treatable brain disease. It's not a moral failing.
At least one church has declined to host a session out of concern Narcan enables users.
From our perspective, it's really harm reduction. It's about saving lives in the short term. In the long term, our hope is that we can aim at prevention and treatment strategies that are going to address the underlying cause of the addiction problem at the individual level.
The state is taking more steps to tackle the epidemic. Virginians can now buy Narcan at a pharmacy without a prescription, and Medicaid has to cover addiction treatments. Reporting from Rockbridge and Rockingham counties, I'm Jesse Nadler.